Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. India's UPI payments platform is on the cusp of a major global milestone that might have seemed unimaginable just a few years ago, overtaking the world's largest credit card payments processor, Visa, in daily transaction volume. On June 1st and 2nd, UPI reported 644 million and 650 million transactions, respectively, just above Visa's fiscal year 2024 global daily average of 639 million. Not surprisingly, India now accounts for nearly half of all real-time payment transactions, according to a recent RBI report. As uncertainty racks the global economy, Indian companies are stockpiling cash like never before. Bank balances of publicly traded companies have crossed 10 lakh crore rupees for the first time in FY25 on cautious capital expenditure and financial prudence, writes Ravindra Sonavan. With experts warning of potential global slowdown and volatile markets, companies are preserving cash and maintaining flexibility. As Indians spend more time on the move, Nestle India is catering to the changing consumption habits by boosting its portfolio of ready-to-consume products, reports Aishwarya Nair. The Maggi and KitKat maker notched up robust growth in this segment in FY25, helped by its ready-to-consume products such as Nescafe cold coffee and snack bars. India's auto industry is bracing for disruption because of China's curbs on rare earth magnet exports. Kanchi Shah writes that short-term disruptions are likely and investors may use price declines in automakers to consider building exposure to these stocks. Veer Sharma reports that EV makers may be forced to raise prices by as much as 8% to offset rising input costs, with TVS Motor Company and Bajaj Auto already warning of potential production halts as early as next month. The tax man is paying close attention to spending patterns of India's wealthiest to ferret out underreporting of income, reports Priyansh Verma. Data suggests that around 7 to 8 lakh people earn more than 1 crore rupees annually, but just 3 lakh file income tax returns, prompting the Income Tax Department to scrutinize spending patterns. The capital markets regulator SEBI is aiming to close long pending cases of violations by venture capital funds via a settlement scheme. Brajesh Kumar reports the scheme could settle cases related to violations such as failure to wind up funds, post-tenure expiry, deviation from stated investment strategy, non-arm's length transactions without proper disclosures, or lack of governance mechanisms in fund operations. The proposed scheme is likely to be presented to the SEBI board for approval on June 18th. Amid growing economic uncertainty, the healthcare sector is seeing a surge in interest from investors. The Metro Group of Hospitals is planning a 1,000 crore rupee initial public offering to fund its expansion plans, including setting up new hospitals and expanding existing facilities, capitalizing on the demand for quality healthcare services, reports Swaraj Singha Dhanjal. Zepto is hitting the brakes on its IPO plans. Tushar Goenka and Chandra R. Srikant report that the quick commerce company has deferred its IPO plans to 2026 and is now exploring a $700 million private funding round from existing backers Avenir Growth and General Catalyst. With a high cash burn, Zepto is now focusing on the path to profitability before going public. And finally, with its Royal Challengers Bangalore, RCB, winning IPL for the first time ever, check out Mariam Faruqi's piece on what the maiden victory means for the team's talisman Virat Kohli in terms of brand value. Also, on the impact of the win on endorsement deals for other RCB stars like Krunal Pandya and Rajat Patidar. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.